We'll be turning our to the passage in Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and put them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the torrent struck the house, but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. As I was preparing my message for today, it's just, been reflecting on the situation now. Over the past few months, it's still been very challenging, across the world. We're all still dealing with COVID, just in Hong Kong alone, the last few days we've been seeing more than 100 cases on a daily basis. It's been very, very challenging for a lot of us. But it's also been a time for reflection for a lot of us as well, to understand whether we have any fears or insecurities that we didn't know about, or we actually just haven't dealt with at all. And it's also been a time to question where have we been placing our trust or our faith in. Within a very short period of time, a lot of things that we were certain of are no longer certain. For example, about half a year ago, would you have imagined that a lot of the airline companies are now pretty much nearing collapse? Would you imagine that we wouldn't be able to travel outside of Hong Kong? My wife and I certainly didn't think so, because we're originally planning to bring our kids to Korea to see my in-laws like twice this year, but now we have no idea when that's going to happen. Would you have imagined there being restrictions on just, hanging out with your friends and families? And would you imagine church service being online and with, CMB right now being conducted on Zoom? There's so many things that we took for granted that we were certain of, but then they've changed because of, the last few months with COVID. But if you actually take a step back and look at what has happened in history, things that we were certain of were always changing throughout the times. So just in the past 100 years, these are a few things that happened. At the end of World War I in 1918, after 20 million people had perished during the war, people were probably certain that no such horrors, no such atrocities would ever happen again on that scale. But 20 years later, we had, the world had to go through World War II. And if you were born and raised after 1945, you would probably have been certain that the Soviet Union would always be present and ever present in your lifetime. But as we know, the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. And if you were around in the 1990s, you would probably have been certain that Nokia would dominate the phone market, or that Yahoo would be the dominant search engine. But, no one really uses Nokia and you don't use Yahoo anymore. And more recently, you would have probably thought that the UK was always going to be part of the EU. My friends, the point is that during our lifetime, things will change and continue to change. Things that will rock our foundation if we don't set our foundation properly. There's a saying that you might have heard of, and it's from a Greek philosopher that says, "The only constant thing in life is change." And I would say to a large degree that is true. And what I think COVID has done is perhaps accelerated a lot of the changes in a very compressed period of time. So I just want to spend, a little bit of time this morning doing two things. One is to examine, go back to sort of examining how we set our foundations. And then secondly is what to do when we do set our foundations upon Jesus Christ. So the first bit about just examining our foundations, I think innately I think all of us want some degree of certainty. So for example, I can see this with my kids. My kids like and expect certain routines. They like having certainty. So, you know, in the case of my son, if he knows my wife is in the house, he will only go to sleep if my wife is pretty much next to him. And with my daughter, if, you know, let's say we're going out, you know, out for an excursion, we're in our car, she will only let me drive the car for whatever reason and will never allow my wife to drive. It's not an issue with my wife's driving abilities. It's just for some reason that's not what she is, I guess, normally used to. So every time if my wife is the one driving the car, she gets super, super upset for what I think is no apparent reason. But it just, I guess it just disrupts her routine, her what she's used to. And as we reach adulthood, you know, we no longer have these, you know, perhaps routines that maybe that's set by our parents or, you know, our teachers, but we still want certainty. And in order to achieve the certainty, we tend to build our lives centered around different foundations. So for example, you might set your foundation upon like your career. So you get certainty of, say, maybe recognition, certainty that you'll be able to have an income. Maybe you'll set your foundation upon your family, certainty of companionship. Maybe you set your foundation upon your wealth or your investments, certainty that you'll be able to provide for yourself and your family and that you'll have purchasing power. None of these things are, I think, inherently bad, but when it's the bedrock, it's the foundation of our lives, we can easily lose our way when things change. And throughout the Bible, we see instances where setting foundations on anything other than God proves to be ultimately ruinous or destructive. So, you know, just a few examples. If we look at, for example, the prodigal son, Luke 15 to 20, 12 to 16, the younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. In the story of the prodigal son, the son's foundation was based on the wealth inherited from his father and his own selfish desires. He quickly squandered it and was left with nothing, so much so that he was craving for the food that was being fed to the pigs. A foundation set purely on wealth, on desires, would ultimately lead to our own ruin. We also see the example of Paul, before he became, when he was still Saul, Acts 8, verses 1 to 3. And Saul approved of his execution by Stephen's execution. And there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made great lamentation over them, but Saul was ravaging the church and entering house after house. He dragged off men and women and committed them to prison. Paul, before his experience on the road to Damascus, his foundation was his education, his intelligence, his own righteousness, his own self-belief that he was doing the right thing. But this led to, you know, this persecution, destruction of many followers of Christ. And the final example is also Abraham. Genesis 12:1, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." Yes, Abraham has been called to set a foundation, but it wasn't fully set on Christ at this time. For Abraham, it was still set a lot on his own family. And you see this play out. For example, he brings this nephew Lot right at the beginning, even though the Lord tells him, go from your kindred. He brings his nephew Lot, and you know, as we know full know well from the book of Genesis, you know, Lot causes a lot of issues, a lot of trouble. And also even later down in Abraham's life, when you know, when Abraham actually decides to prioritize listening to his wife over what you know, what God would have instructed him, when his wife tells him, "Oh, since we cannot conceive, why don't you sleep with you know Hagar?" And Abraham's like, "Okay, I'll do that." Again, we also see the issues that arise out of that. Again, just to reiterate, there's nothing inherently wrong with, say, having wealth and being prudent with your money, having an education and having intelligence, or focusing and taking care of your family. All of these are fine, but if we set our foundations on any of these, what a lot of our experiences through COVID especially has taught us is that none of these foundations are really rock solid. They will not give you the certainty that we as people ultimately are seeking for. Only in Christ, who is unchanging, who is there at the beginning and will be there at the end, who is certain, is it worthwhile for us to set our foundation upon. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Isaiah 40:28, have you not known, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Revelations 22:13, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Only he will constantly value you just by you being his son and daughter. Only he is the ultimate provider who will take care of you and your family. And, you know, as the old hymn goes, and I'm sure all of you guys are familiar with this, it says, the verse goes, on Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. So what do we do after we do set our foundation upon Christ when we know that nothing else can replace that? Remember, a foundation is really just the base. Ultimately, having a foundation, the whole purpose of that, of having it, is to be able to build something on top of it. So again, when we have our foundation upon Christ, what should we do about it? And, you know, as I was preparing for this message, I was going through all the different passages which talk about Christ being the foundation in our lives. I would suggest to you there are really kind of two things that we need to focus on doing and building. So first, it's to build yourself through obedience. So upon the foundation of Christ, we need to build ourselves through obedience. So back to the passage in Luke that we read at the beginning. It says, as for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. And later it says, but the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who has built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. And just to give you another spin on this same verse, this is the Message version, the Eugene Peterson version. If you work the words into your life, you're like a smart carpenter who dug deep and laid the foundation of his rock on bedrock. When the river burst its banks and crashed against the house, nothing could shake it. It was built to last. But if you just use my words in Bible studies and don't work them into your life, you are like a dumb carpenter who built a house but skipped the foundation. When the swollen river came crashing in, it collapsed like a house of cards. It was a total loss. Once we have the foundation that is set upon Christ, it means that we have to continue building ourselves up in the Word. We need to be obeying what we learn from the Word and continue to develop that relationship with the Lord. Jesus, in the passages in Luke, is reminding us that a superficial relationship with him may not be able to ultimately withstand the times of change or distress. We need to really get stuck in there to learn about him, to build intimacy, and to obey. So first point is build yourself through obedience. And secondly is building the body, building the church body. Ephesians 2:19-22. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And also one more passage, 1 Corinthians 3:10-14. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation and then someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one lay a foundation other than what that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test what sort of work each one has done. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. So from the passage in Ephesians, we can see Paul encouraging us to fit together and grow. In 1 Corinthians, the context is, just to remind everyone, is that Paul is dealing with a squabbling church in Corinth and emphasizing that they need to come together, they need to be able to build the body together and build it well so that ultimately it survives any tests. Similarly, as you know, as we, as sons and daughters of SP, we need to work together and build the body. So as we just go to a time of worship, as Ernie starts to lead us, I just want us to spend a bit of time this morning meditating on two things. So the first thing is, where does our foundation lie? Just spend a bit of time thinking about it. You know, where do you really put your confidence? Where do you put your trust in? We spent a bit of time today discussing about uncertainty. And the reality is we want certainty because we ultimately really want to feel in control. But I submit to you, my brothers and sisters, is the irony of all this is that if you want real certainty in your life, is that you actually need to give up that control and let God be your foundation. And the second point I want you guys to be meditating upon is, if Jesus is your foundation, are you building yourself and are you building the body of Christ? So although we now are on house church break and church is online again this week, you know, ask yourself, what are you doing to continue to grow? And what are you doing to grow your brothers and sisters around you? So let's just meditate on those two points as Ernie leads us in worship.
Come, Lord Jesus. the pain and the sorrow. We wash away the waves of His mercy. As deep cries out to Thee, we sing, come, Lord Jesus, come, yes, O God. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy
Father, we just thank you that you are our fountain of life, that you are our foundation. Father, I just pray that, you'll give my brothers and sisters an unshakable faith, an unshakable foundation in you, that on this foundation, we'll continue to build ourselves and continue to build this body of SP. So let's turn to our community prayers. So let's lift up our family members and friends and community members who are dealing with cancer and also chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. So let's just spend a bit of time lifting them up. Turn to the next slide. Let's pray for those our family members or friends who are battling through different types of illnesses but also still need salvation in their lives. Let's just pray that through whatever they're going through, that the Lord will be able to really reach their heart during this time. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters at SP who are going through having different types of infirmities. Let's just pray for God's healing hand to be upon them. Turn to the next slide. Let's lift up our brothers who are seeking employment. Let's just pray for God to open the right doors for our brothers and close the doors that are not meant for them to walk through. So just let's lift them up. Let's turn to our mission focus. Let's lift up North Korea. We'll just continue to pray for open doors for ministry in North Korea. And also just pray for continued missional opportunities and partnerships throughout Southeast Asia. And we also lift up just the persecuted church, especially in the Middle East. So let's just spend the time. Thank you. let's also lift up with our online weekend gatherings for SP. So that includes the Single Life Workshop, SPLI, the Transform Series, Migrant Workers Outreach, Sunday Service Worship, Hospitality, SP Youth, Spin and Spill Services, and other meetings. As you all gather that probably knows that this Sunday service will still be online. So let's also just pray for, you know, although the format is online, that everything will still run smoothly, and then we can still really encounter God even through the online service. So let's just lift up all the activities for this weekend. And finally, let's continue to lift up our city, our Hong Kong. Things are slightly out of control the last few days. But ultimately, we know that the Lord is in control. He's ultimately, he knew what was going to happen. He knows what will happen, and that he is ultimately sovereign. He is control. He's in control. So let's just lift up our city and just lift up all those who are dealing with COVID right now, and for also friends and families who are worried about, the loved ones who are, having to deal with COVID. So just lift up our city. Father God, we just again thank you for this morning. Thank you for this time where we can gather and just spend time in your word. Father, we just continue to just lift up the world. We continue to lift up the city. We just can pray for your continued protection for our family and our loved ones. We also just pray for your continued revelation during this time for us to be in alignment with how you see things, for your vision for the city. Father, I just pray that, with Christ as our firm foundation, that you will use us to just continue building ourselves and continue to build our brothers and sisters in this house. Father, we just thank you. We love you. And we just lift up the rest of our time to you. We thank you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.